I am late talking about Pisces season gates, but I'm here and we are exploring the human design gates and their influence on life and our relationships. So as a zodiac transitions or has been in Pisces season, we are enveloped in a mystical, dreamy energy. Pisces is a water sign. It is the 12th house rules this, so it's all about spirituality. It is the depths, the fog, like the depths of the ocean. Imagine kind of like a slow motion dream swirled underwater or under fog. That is Pisces. Things get very cloudy. Things get emotional, things get deep, and you also can tap into your spiritual connections, spirit guides, dreams, spiritual realms, all of these things through Pisces. And depending on where this is in your chart, all these gates will then have a certain effect and theme on your life. And if you don't have them highlighted in your human design chart, then you will just feel them right now as you're amplifying them as these gates transit. Welcome back to the Empath and Narcissist podcast, where I share messages about spiritual healing from narcissistic abuse with human design, because I believe your karmic experience has awakened you to your authentic soul. You just need the map to call your power back. And I'm your host, Raven Scott. I'm an author and trauma-informed human design reader. So each astrological sign is associated with a specific gate in a human design chart. As you can see in the image, if you're viewing this on YouTube, highlighted here, these are the Pisces gates. For all of you listening, I'm going to read them off. We have gate 63 in the head center, the top triangle. Gate 25 in the identity center, the diamond. And then down in the solar plexus, all the rest of the gates are there. Gate 36, 22, 37, 55, and a little bit of 30. What do these all mean? We're going to go through that today. And then how do they apply to you? How can you understand these gates, these themes in your life, in your chart, depending on what planet they're next to? And if you don't have your human design chart, you can grab it for free at Jovian Archive or geneticmatrix.com. And I have been offering giving you free human design summaries. So go ahead and click the link in the show notes and I will send you your free summary today. So let's dive into the gates that define Pisces season and how they manifest in our lives and relationships. Just as a planet is in the zodiac Pisces in your natal chart, your human design chart also has those gates that associate with the planets. There's a gate number on your chart, either the column on the left, which is your unconscious, things that you're not quite totally aware of, and then in your conscious mind over on the right. So if you're looking at your chart here, your body graph, you have a list of numbers on the left, a list of numbers on the right, and then you have numbers circled in these shapes on the body graph. So these Pisces gates will always be in that location. Don't worry about the numbers on the charts. They'll always remain there. What changes are the numbers in those boxes to the left and the right of that body graph. So we can use a gate as an example as we go through, and I'll help you kind of interpret, how does this affect me, my life? How can I gather this information about myself and help me in my relationships? So we have gate 63, which is the gate of doubts in the head center. That's the top one. And so if you have it circled, it's going to be either on the left or the right in those boxes. If a black line is coming down from 63, that's a hanging gate, and that is going to be on the right side, your mind. If it's a red line, it's your unconscious and is in the body, and it's going to be in the boxes on the left of your chart. Now, for me, I'm just particularly going to share an example. I have this gate next to the sign, the second box down from the top. It's called the Earth planet, the planet Earth. Human design has this extra planet here for us versus, you know, in astrology, there's no earth sign that's really labeled there. So the earth is all about grounding, composting, really anchoring yourself into this. And sometimes it can be just a natural anchor that may not always be helpful for us, especially if we have this defined. 63 is all about doubts. And if you go to my book, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong, in the back there are some indexes that you can find in numerical order. So, and then I have the page number where it's at. So it's in the head center. So that's in the beginning section of the gate section. So if you have this defined, you have this consistent energy or personality trait within you. In the I Ching, the gate doubt is called after completion. This is almost at the end of all the gates. There's 64 gates in total. And very similar to how it's, you know, aligned with the 12 houses, 12th house and Pisces. You know, the Pisces rules the 12th house. So it's the end of the zodiac, near completion. And there can be a shadow here, right? The shadow obviously is doubt. But there is also a gift in this gate. If you have this, then you have a natural curiosity and a constant questioning of the world around you. Like I said, this can be a blessing and a curse. You're constantly questioning things. You're like the black sheep in the family who's like, why do we do it this way? Why can't we do it a different way? Why is it this way? Why is it that way? Let's change. And everyone else around you is like, no, stop questioning. We don't want to change. So you may find yourself asking probing questions and seeking to uncover the truth. But remember, the truth is not always pleasant. The truth usually is ugly, it's rotted, and it's not fun to find out. But it's also important to unearth these things to break cycles. This gate also carries the energy of skepticism and discernment, and encourages you to critically evaluate information, ideas, and beliefs before accepting them at face value, which is a beautiful talent and gift. If you have this defined and you're dealing with people who are scamming you, right? This is a really great gate to have for your discernment, exercising it. If you have an open will center, it may be harder to exercise this, or it may not naturally, you may not naturally be skeptic. But as time and your experiences jade you, you're more skeptic. If you don't have this defined, you're going to kind of experience having some lots of questions occurring in your life around this time as, you know, as we're in Pisces season. So you'll be experiencing this energy as well, even if you don't have this defined during Pisces season. That's why I love sharing the gates during the season, because as these gates get highlighted, like, for instance, a transit in the astrology, that is the, you are amplifying the energy. So you're inquisitive, you're skeptic, you're perseverance, because you're always just looking for the answers and you keep going and you keep researching. And you have this inner dialogue within yourself, a refinement of knowledge. You're also open-minded and you're balancing doubt and certainty. And then if you look on your chart, there's different numbers after the gate. So you say, gate 63 is in the head. Let me find it if I have it circled in one of the boxes. Mine is on the earth. So I look at the box and it says 63.6. What does the 0.6 mean? I'm going to explain that to you here because this is another flavor to your gate 63 energy. The 0.6 represents the profile line. So the point, whatever number after, is going to either be 1 through 6. And that is the profile line that's related to the I Ching. So talk about the profile 6, that's the role model. So there's areas where you're feeling doubts about being a role model, or that kind of finishing of things, being a skeptic about, oh, can I do this? You ask lots and lots of questions. You unearth this energy about being a role model. But also, you're a role model to others to exercise discernment, to ask the questions, to unearth the truth. So this is how the profile, the profile can add a flavor to the gate in your personal chart. And of course, a reading is going to help really unearth all of that and help us get to the bottom of these things. And then also your own self-study. This is an experiment. This takes time. It takes years to kind of go through all of the details and the nuances and allowing the transits to happen and life experiences. Just as you study astrology, I think you can study this in tandem and look at the gates depending on what's happening in the cosmos up above. So the next gate, that is Pisces, is 25. It is in the identity center, and this is the love of spirit. The identity center is that center that houses all of the love gates, love of body, love of self, love of self-expression, the keeper of the keys, unity, self-interaction. And we're looking for gate 25, love of spirit. Spirituality is Pisces MO. It's all about the spirit. So we have in the I Ching, this is related to innocence. The shadow of this is constriction, constricting of your spirit. And the gift in this lesson is accepting your spirit, accepting who you are truly, authentically as your spirit. And the enlightenment of this energy in this gate is universal love. You are me, I am you, we are one. That is the theme behind gate 25. And it is spirituality, the energy is self-love, and the potential to embody a deep love and connection with one's own spirit. So we have this deep love and reverence for your spirit, for your soul and inner essence. It's something that you have for others as well. It's about recognizing and cherishing the spiritual aspect of yourself, spiritual connection, self-love, and like of your higher self, innocence, balancing individuality and unity. That's also very an Aquarius kind of theme. And this is Pisces Aries. So individuality is Aries. So it could be in either. It could in your astrology chart. If you take a look at what planet is next to gate 25, if you have it highlighted in your chart. And then on your astrology chart, if it's on the right in black, it'll either be in Aries or Pisces. Now, it won't be in your astrology chart if it's in the red, by the way, because that's 88 days before you're born. You'd have to pull another astrology chart for that day, 88 days before you're born to take a look at that. So this gate is also one that inspires others for a deep connection to their spirit. And you trust yourself. I have in the book affirmations that I can read to you here. I forgot to read gate 63's affirmation. We'll go back to that. So for gate 25, the affirmation for you here, either if you have it defined or not, you're going to be feeling this energy with profound self-love and deep connection to my inner spirit. I embrace the power of living authentically, inspiring unity and trust in myself and others. So if we go back to gate 63, doubt in the head center, your affirmation here is with discerning curiosity. I embrace doubt as a catalyst for deeper understanding and allow my persistent questioning to illuminate the path of wisdom. And this is true. I had to really work on discernment. Even though I have this gate defined, you may feel I'm not very discerning. You may be very curious, but not discerning. So that's the muscle, the emotional muscle to develop is discerning curiosity, not just random curiosity. And of course, dealing with a narcissist, that is your spiritual catalyst is discernment. I think all of us who lacked that, who allowed ourselves to be vulnerable without discernment, that's probably one of our spiritual lessons is discernment. To develop that muscle. Now the next, they're all going to be in the solar plexus, the rest of them, because the solar plexus is all about emotions. It rules and governs our emotions. And so we have gate 36, 22. We'll do 22 first. Pisces is very emotional, right? Water, emotions, the depths. When we're emotional, we are not clear-headed, right? That is exactly Pisces, not clear-headed and emotional. The two fish swimming around in a perpetual loop of insanity. So gate 22 is also called grace in the I Ching. And the shadow of this is dishonor. The gift through this is graciousness, being gracious. And then the enlightenment stage is grace. And I'm getting these, you know, shadows through the gene keys. That's another fun rabbit hole to go down to. Through is the gene keys. But this gate is associated to being open to new experiences, connections, and the grace of the present moment. This idea of being openness and receptive. And you'd be thinking, with a narcissist, ew, I don't want that. And if you have this defined, then you're going to have the natural ability to have graceful communication. And if you don't have this defined, you're going to have to work on having graceful communication. Openness to experience, a sense of receptivity to new experiences and people. I have this open, so I'm amplifying this energy if I'm around it. But most of the time I am. I also have the hermit in my profile. So a lot of the times I'm closed off and I just want to huddle in my cave. So it's like this push-pull. When are you open and when are you not? Embracing the present, so it's inconsistent when you have it undefined, when it's not circled. And it's consistent within you if you have this circled. You're always open to new experiences. You're embracing the present, you know, moment, the present moment, and appreciating the beauty and the serenity it offers. You're have a deep sense of acceptance, both of oneself and others, and it encourages a non-judgmental and open-hearted approach. There's simplicity here in that present moment, and appreciating the beauty, whether it be nature, art, or relationships in everyday moments. And you have this ability to have graceful and harmonious ways of communicating with others, where words flow with ease and sincerity. And you're flowing with life, the rhythm of life, and allowing it to unfold naturally. These are all consistent within you if you have this circled. These all can be within you if you don't have it circled, but it's more inconsistent. And so the affirmation for gate 22 is, with an open heart and a graceful spirit, I embrace the power of living in the present, appreciating the beauty around me, and harmoniously connecting with the flow of life. The next gate is 30. It is half Aquarius, half Pisces. So depending on, again, where this is in your chart. And remember, when you see this defined, circled, you look over to those boxes. Where is it? What planet is it next to? And how does that affect me? How is that involving? What does that planet rule? Does it rule, like, is it in your north node and this truly is your soul's calling to lean into this? Is it in your moon and you're just emotionally, like, this is your emotions, this is what makes you feel happy and fulfilled when you're attuned and you're in your gracious openness? And you're not attuned when you're not being gracious and open. And of course, the narcissist kind of forces us not to be gracious and open. So that's a great thing to have as a litmus test. Like, can I be gracious and open with this person? Can I use my discernment? And are they the right person for me to truly connect with? Or do I need to move on to a different person? Next is 30, right? I said 30. The clinging fire. So this is half-half. Sometimes they're kind of on the cusp. So there's a shadow of desire. A gift in the lesson is lightness. And the enlightenment is rapture. So the clinging fire symbolizes a passionate and clinging energy. Intense emotional experiences related to one's desires and ambitions. And this reaches down toward the root center. So that root center is something that is desiring to, it focuses on the adrenal gland. So it's desiring to figure out, okay, does this desire then need to be pushed up into something? Do we need to act on this desire right away? Wait. Wait for that cycle. So if you have gate 30 defined, you have a lot of ambition, aspiring towards certain goals. You are passionate, emotionally passionate. You may have been told to kind of simmer down, calm down. Gate 30 often involves a high level of persistence and determination when you're pursuing your desires and goals. There's emotional sensitivity here, a heightened sensitivity to emotional aspects of desire and ambition. I really want to get this done. I just don't know if I can. Kind of an energy. We're sometimes resulting in profound emotional experiences. So again, relating to being clinged or connected to the narcissist. If you have this gate, you're feeling all of that even more heightened and more sensitive. And if you don't have it defined, then you're feeling it inconsistently heightened, sensitive, emotional. When things really get rough or there's a transit or, you know, it's just too much, you do still feel a heightened sensitivity to these emotional aspects. And the passion is good. Passion and fire is what manifests and helps things get done, right? And it is trying to reach down towards the root. We talk about, you know, like, oh, just light a fire in your butt to get it done. That is the root, the adrenal. So the affirmation for gate 30 is, with passionate determination and emotional balance, I embrace the power of my desires, channeling their intensity into purposeful actions that lead to transformation and fulfillment. The next is crisis. Crisis is reaching up towards the throat, just like openness 22. So there is an ability to speak, to push it up if it can connect to a defined gate up there in the throat center. And when a defined gate in one center connects down to a defined gate in another center, and that line is filled in, completing that channel, it's called a channel. That's an extra boosted energy. It's like, yes, I can actually channel this energy up into my throat or down into the root center and get something done. So the I Ching of crisis, the gate 36, is the darkening of the light. This is turbulence in the shadow, up and down and push and pull. And this relationship is so turbulent. The gift in this lesson is humanity. And the enlightenment is compassion. So it's associated with the energy of crisis situations. The potential for emotional intensity and the ability to respond effectively when faced with challenges. It's linked to the hexagram 36, and the I Ching is often translated as the darkening of the light. Sounds very similar to what I talk about all the time as you empaths who are darkened by the narcissist. Now, I personally don't have this defined, but I definitely experience this in so many ways. So again, it doesn't mean that you don't experience this if you don't have it defined. It just means that it is inconsistent versus a constant crisis or a constant struggle in your life. So the great thing about this is that you have the capacity, the talent in this. You have the capacity to be compassionate and to respond effectively in crisis situations. You can maintain your composure and making rational decisions when faced with challenges. It carries emotional intensity, of course, especially in times of crisis where strong feelings can surface. And when you're with a narcissist, you are always in crisis. It does also involve situations that test your resilience and ability to adapt and change in the circumstances. Draw boundaries, say the things you need to do, adapt, change. This temporary setback suggests that challenges represented by this gate are often temporary and can be seen as opportunities for growth and learning, especially if you have a profile 3 or 6 or 5 in your profile. There's a lot of learning and growing through temporary setbacks, testing, crisis, and relationships, experiences. It's just part of your life lesson. It's what you're here to learn through. And it also is this energy of a natural talent for finding solutions and resolving challenges, even when the path forward may not be immediately clear. So it's really important to maintain stability and composure during times of crisis, both for yourself and for others. Grey Rock Method is a great thing to really find yourself tuning into, practicing, and honing in on. And the energy of this gate encourages the ability to overcome adversity and emerge stronger than ever from difficult situations, such as the relationship you just experienced. So Gate 36's affirmation for you is, with resilience and a calm heart, I embrace the power of navigating through crisis, trusting that challenges are opportunities for growth and that clarity will always return. Now, the next one in the solar plexus is also Pisces, and this is called friendship. Gate 37 is friendship, and in the I Ching, it's called the family. So there is this deep bond, right? Spiritual, deep, dark waters is also like a depth of connection. So in this, there can be some shadow of weakness. The gift in the lesson is equality, and the enlightenment is tenderness. This gay's energy is forming a deep and meaningful connection with others, which sometimes can be our weakness if it's with not discerning and we're open too much and we let the narcissist in too deep. Creating a sense of belonging and valuing the importance of friendship. So this I Ching, the family, symbolizes the concept of family as a supportive and harmonious unit, which I know not all of us have consistently. I don't know if those of you have this defined, if you do or not. That might be an interesting study, but I know a lot of us survivors have struggled with our family of origin. So friendship and connection, gate 37 represents the capacity to form, maintain strong and lasting relationships and connections with others. So if you have this gate defined, you're very good at forging strong bonds and have, you know, friendships with people you've known since you were high school. A sense of belonging. This gate carries the energy of seeking a sense of belonging, community. You value the bonds of friendships as a source of support and comfort. Mutual support and cooperation often involves deep emotional connections with friendships. Yes, emotional depth, loyalty, harmonious relationships. And sometimes you might have both crisis and friendship defined. And so you're constantly struggling in those relationships, but also feeling a deep bond to them. So again, your lesson here is to learn about equality, allowing other people opportunities to come into your life versus being codependent and latched onto just a couple or your tight group. You know, we gain insight, we gain new information when we open up and we connect with others. So the affirmation for Gate 37 is, with an open heart and a deep appreciation for the bonds of friendship, I embrace the power of forming meaningful connections, creating a supportive family of kindred spirits who enrich my life. And that's what I love about this gate is friends are family, family are friends, and kin, blood kin, doesn't always have to be family. You can forge your own kindred spirit family. And the last one is gate 55. This is in the solar plexus, reaching down to the root. And if we're looking at 37, if we look back to what's that reaching towards, it's reaching towards the will center, which is the willpower and the heart, like a lion heart. So gate 55 is spirit. I Ching is called abundance. The shadow in this gate is victimization. The gift in the lesson is freedom. And of course, the enlightenment is freedom. This is, of course, since it's the Pisces gate, a spiritual aspect, spiritual insight, abundance, and potential to inspire others through your connection to your higher self. Abundance symbolizes a period of great prosperity and blessing. So if you have this defined, then you have great capacity to access profound spiritual insights and deep connection to your inner wisdom. If you don't have it defined, then you receive this inconsistently in different waves and different times in your life. And abundance and prosperity is, of course, often manifesting as material or spiritual wealth and the ability to attract prosperity. Linking back down to the root center, that's the center that kind of governs when to get something done. This is a gate that inspires others through the spirit, has a connection to the higher self that is generous. There's harmony in, it's really important for you to have harmony in your life. And so if you are dealing with someone toxic in your life, it's really painful because there's no harmony. There's never harmony with a narcissist. So that can really kind of rock your world, your emotions, and your spirit. So again, it's important to tap into your self-care and your wisdom and discernment in order for you to know if this person should still be in your life, right? That way you can achieve harmony in your life and a fulfilling life with healthy people. And you also possess wisdom beyond your years. You have a natural ability to discern what truly matters in life. And this gate encourages aligning with your true path and purpose. And if you're feeling lost, and that's okay, you can come back and you have this, you have a highlighted consistent within you to find your true path and purpose, as it often leads to a sense of abundance and spiritual fulfillment. And if you have this undefined, you certainly can harness this energy during Pisces to help you gain clarity and find your true path of abundance and purpose. So your affirmation, gate 55, is with a heart filled with spiritual wisdom and an open channel to abundance, I embrace the power of inspiring others and living a life of prosperity and harmony. Now, mid-recording, my husband walks in, and at this time, he's listening, and he's always listening to my human design, and he said, you know what, I need to see a chart of a really bad person, like an a-hole, to really believe in this human design stuff, for it to prove that it's right, because it just seems like not everyone can be full of rainbows and sunshines and potential. That's the real proof, and here's my reply.
Wow. Yeah, if they're in their shadow.
But we all do. I don't think that spirit or divine would like birth anybody who is evil. It just, evil gets attached to us in the world. So I did pull up my ex's chart. And that's the crazy dichotomy between it. It's like, well, yeah, you can see the potential there, but then you could also go through each gate and just read all the shadows and be like, oh yeah, this person's got pride. This person's got closed-mindedness. This person's got, you know, laziness, half-heartedness. But the tool of human design is to allow it to help you grow out of those shadows. But if you don't want to grow out of it, then yeah, you're just a toxic person. Right. So as we navigate Pisces season, we are invited to explore the depths of our emotions
and spiritual connections through these gates. I'll read them back to you again. Gate 63 in the head, gate 25 in the identity center, and gate 36, 22, 37, 55, and maybe 30 in the solar plexus. So by embracing our emotional and self-developmental growth, our intuition, our spirit, and our resilience, we can navigate this mystical and foggy time with grace and wisdom, enriching our lives and helping us through these really tough times of healing from toxic relationships along the way. Thank you so much for listening in to the end of this episode and being an empath member here in the community. Please share the podcast episode into your socials or with a friend, and don't forget to tag me at Empath of the Narcissist Podcast. Spread the power and spread the love, and if you can, write a review for the podcast. I'm also still running that contest through March 30th. 3 lucky subscribers will be getting a 2-hour human design reading coaching session when they write a review and subscribe, and write a review specifically for the Empath's Guide to Rising Strong, the book that I was reading out of today. And that's valued at $500. Plus, you get a signed paperback copy of the book, Empath's Guide to Rising Strong. So you can read that on Kindle for free on the Kindle Unlimited. Grab your free ebook below to review and enter to win. And don't forget, if you're new here and you have not listened to my original book, Empath and the Narcissist, that is available on Audible. You can listen to it or grab your paperback on Amazon. It is a profound exploration of my journey and healing, providing you with tools for healing and the definitions about narcissist and manipulation, gaslighting, and all the things. And I include meditations and even EFT tapping in that book. The link to all these things is in the show notes. Thanks so much. And tune in tomorrow for another empowering, supportive episode here on the podcast. And remember, always keep your unique light shining.